Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, sad news this morning from the Berkshire Eagle. Longtime Eagle journalist Milton Bass dies at age 91, and he did a lot more than just Eagle journalism.
Well, of course, he was a member of our family for a while here at WAMC. He did wonderful travel pieces with his wife. He was among the very first people to liberate the camps, the concentration camps in Germany, and heart-rending remembrances of that. He did detective stories, a detective series which was very well received, terrific reads. He was a columnist for over 60 years at the Berkshire Eagle, and he was a major institution. Even worked for a short period for WMHT, the classical music service in Albany, and he covered all the lively arts and did a wonderful job. Surely he'll be missed.
Of course, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's book is out. It's called All Things Possible, Setbacks and Success in Politics and in Life. And Amy Chozick of the New York Times Magazine had a little question and answer session with the governor. Here's one of the questions, and I'll share your answer with
him. Extraordinary.
You also write that there are ultimately more negatives than positives to being a famous politician's son. Why? Cuomo answers, I wouldn't trade my father or our experiences for anything, but politically it's a negative because you get all your father's enemies and not all of his friends.
What a bunch of garbage. I mean, in all honesty, how much of an ingrate can you be? Just think about it for a second. Why is this guy the governor of New York? Because he has the Cuomo name. Everybody knew it. He gets put into the Clinton cabinet. Why does he get put into the Clinton cabinet? Oh, because he has all these separate properties of his own? No. You know, this is part of coalition building. And so the idea that you would say that you have more negatives than positives is just really an insult.
But the book itself, is this really saying he wants to be president?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I don't think there's any of us who don't understand that he wants to be president, that ambition is natural and not bad, you know, that he has a reputation for, quote, getting things done, if not for being nice. But this book obviously was meant for a whole bunch of reasons. There was a lot of reportage about the fact that one of his early supporters as governor turned against him, was going to write a book about him, and the Cuomo people went to the same publisher, end of book of opponent and new book, and this is where it was come out. It's getting him a lot of publicity, and I think it's fair to say that it's not that negative. It's split.
Meantime, we got an election coming up. You see that Mitt Romney has endorsed Rob Astorino. Polls still showing the governor out in front. I mean, can the Republican win?
Well, Mitt Romney is doing it because it now looks like he wants to be the candidate again. So if he comes into New York and he endorses the New York guy when other people like Chris Christie refuse, it begins to look like Republicans in New York in a primary will be for him. It's a very smart move.